Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Giselle.
Here we are.
Here we are.
And there are things to talk about.
There are so many things. There are so many things, but there are also like specific things that there is so much
layers
to say about. Layers and layers and layers. Fishiness is a foot.
Fishiness is a foot. And truly, like, we do this every week. Mm-hmm. We talk about pop culture every week, regardless of if we get on our mics and scream about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But this particular piece of popular culture that hit the tabloids this week has absolutely rocked Meg and I's world, consumed our lifeblood. Like, it is just insane. And we need to speak about it first because
I think it's what the people are coming to the pod to hear about this week, because I can't.
It's all we've been talking about.
I can't think of anything else. I mean,
it's dark, first of all, everyone. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are getting divorced. And you'd think that that is the headline, but no.
Absolutely not. Ever be just the one headline. Never.
There have been 10. I think we need to start from the beginning.
Absolutely. Start at the very beginning, a very good place to start.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, here
I feel like going back in our text will help to give us clarity.
Here is also the thing. From the beginning, from the before like the first kind of headlines came out.
Right.
Is that
right.
There have been whispers about Joe and Sophie mm-hmm. being potentially in an open relationship, or, you know, always on the lookout to have a threesome, which does not necessarily mean divorce or even marital issues. It just means that's their flavor, right? And like, that's totally fine.
Right.
But there were some whispers, I feel like, last week, early weekend, on TikTok, Joe and Sophie, something's gone wrong. He's been spotted without his wedding ring. He's not been wearing it. And that was, you know, a bit of a, what? She was just at the opening night of the tour, the night before we went at Yankee Stadium. She just
posted an Instagram.
Her last
about it.
Instagram is literally her and him holding hands, her kissing his hand.
Photo wearing the dump, Mr. Perfectly Fine bracelet.
Photo dump from the tour less than a month ago. And now that doesn't necessarily mean anything, as we know. But interesting, right?
Very, very.
And then, of course, what was it, on Sunday morning when you were on your way to Long Beach?
Mm-hmm.
TMZ.
The news broke.
TMZ posted an article saying that Joe Jonas has retained a divorce lawyer and that he and Sophie Turner have been separated for 6 months, and that Joe has been taking care of the daughters, the two young daughters, basically by himself for the last 3 months while on tour. I believe that was the first TMZ headline that came out, right? That it was just retaining a divorce lawyer. And so everyone was a bit skeptical in a frenzy. I mean, I wasn't skeptical that this was necessarily true, because like the quote was very much like, as we've been saying, from the lips of Joe Jonas's publicist.
Right.
Every
Joe Jonas's publicist has never spoken more.
Every single source. And we need to shut up Joe Jonas's
literally
publicist.
Stop speaking.
Because you're making it worse for him already. That was the first one. And, you know, everyone's delulu about it. No, there's no way. And then on Sunday night, he's wearing his wedding ring on stage, and he posted a
She's
photo.
She's there?
She's potentially there. I don't know if we ever actually confirmed it was her. It looked like her. It certainly looked like her. At the concert in Texas, I believe, on Sunday night. So everyone's like, what is going on in the House of Commons?
And then not only is he wearing the wedding ring, yes, Megan, he posts a photo, black and white, no caption, clearly wearing the wedding ring, which in anyone's normal coherent brain is a clear response to the rumors.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's what people do.
Right.
But then the next day, once again, it takes another turn, post the wedding ring on Instagram, post allegedly Sophie Turner being at the show, post him wearing the wedding ring while singing the songs.
Right.
Keep going.
So that was Monday morning. We woke up and she was at the show. He was wearing the wedding ring.
He posted the photo
on Monday.
Bang, bang,
so
boom.
What is happening? We have no idea.
In the House of Commons,
there's
literally
stuff coming out that, like, you know, they've been having problems for a while. They've been separated for 6 months. But it's like, it may be okay. Maybe they're separated for 6 months, but maybe they're not, like, maybe the retaining of a divorce lawyer was hasty and they're pulling back or whatever.
Right, right.
Then yesterday morning, TMZ announces that, right?
Joe
it was
Jonas.
Yesterday morning. That
yes.
Joe has officially filed for divorce. The day after he posted a photo with his wedding ring on. The day after, 24 plus hours, less than 48 hours after he was wearing his wedding ring at the concert, apparently crying on stage during Little Bird. And there's more comments, and that's the thing. It's like a source.
Slandering our girl's name. Absolutely. In the fucking press. And this is where he's losing the girl. This is where he's losing us.
I know we've been saying that women are in their flop era a bit because of many reasons. However, this is where my faith in humanity has been a slightly little bit restored, because we'll get into some more of the quotes, but from the jump, it has been so transparent what this publicity team, this crisis communications team that Joe Jonas has hired is doing, which is he is trying to either get ahead of something or basically just push his very misogynistic message that Sophie Turner is like a deadbeat mom and wife and partier and whatever. And what
and
has
before,
happened
yes.
is that the internet is doing the opposite of what Joe Jonas wants them to, and the internet is rallying behind Sophie Turner.
Because we've given him chances, Meg.
Yeah.
And before we get into the exact statements, I need to take it back to what I've been saying.
Yes.
This is Joe Jonas's, I'd like to say, honestly, fourth strike. But I'm going to walk you through the strikes he's had
Let's
that
talk
we
about
stuck
them.
Behind him. The first strike that Mr. Joe Jonas had is honestly, to me, one of the most egregious.
Yes.
And that was when he ruined Demi Lovato's life and honestly set her on the trajectory that I believe she's on today.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Never forget, everyone, when they were the it couple, and we all knew that Demi Lovato was obsessed, in love, would do anything for Joe Jonas.
In love with Joe Jonas.
And never forget that he strung this girl on, did the Teen Vogue cover shoot that Meg and I literally bowed down to as youngins, did the Make a Wave song, did all the things. He went on Sunny with a Chance, and they sang that Christmas song. And then he literally goes to Demi Lovato and tells her, sorry, I'm just not that into you. Literally, that was the tea. He was like, I was wrong. I was doing this basically for publicity and press. I don't like you. Ah, ruined Demi Lovato's life. So number one strike. Number two strike, never forget that he broke up with Taylor Swift on a phone call.
27 second phone call.
Don't forget. So
listen.
Not only... Two of our big, well, a former girl for me, but two of our girls he's fucked with already. But you know what we did? We stuck beside him. And then never fucking forget when he literally outed Ashley Greene in the press when he did that Variety interview. And he was like, yeah, Ashley Greene was basically the reason I lost my virginity and like did all these drugs. So like, number three, never forget Ashley Greene. I don't know where you are, but I remember Ashley.
Yeah.
I remember. So... We should have known. So now, continue on, Meg, with what Joe's publicist has been saying in the press.
I mean, Just an amazing, amazing history lesson you just gave us there. Just all like,
thank you.
Like,
it's needed.
Lest we forget, right? Because
the girls
forget. Because we forgot.
We forgot. And we say sorry to those fallen women.
Like, quite literally, I have been going around for the last 6 to 7 to 8 years, maybe, bragging to the Knick girls, saying things like, Joe girls will always be on the right side of history because he turned out to be the hottest and he turned out to be, like, cool and married to Sophie Turner and blah, blah, blah. And you know what I'm eating today, Giselle? Crow.
We're eating crow, man.
Because, but you know what? That's how I know I'm evolved. Because I've loved Joe Jonas for a long time.
Oh.
And the minute I saw this shit, I said, you are out of here, Joe Jonas. Goodbye.
You are the villain.
I am getting such evil vibes.
Sinister. It's sinister. It's sinister.
Okay, so back to the quotes, which just make my blood boil.
No, it's sinister.
Basically, Joe Jonas filed for divorce yesterday in Florida, where they were permanently, or where their permanent residence in Miami, which they did just sell their house or put their house on the market. So that should have been another red flag, right?
Also, red flag, why are we buying property in Miami?
I mean,
I'm so sorry.
Probably
both of you aren't from there.
Probably to avoid taxes, but I agree.
Terrible.
Like, okay. Yes. TMZ. Interesting tidbit in this position. Joe confirms what we've known since this weekend, namely that the two children have been residing with him of late. Here in the docs, though, he makes sure to note where. Miami, as well as, quote, other locations throughout the United States. In other words, he's been taking them with him on the road as he's toured. Yes, because Sophie Turner has been filming a project in the UK. Okay? Let's just point that out. The issue of child support is also addressed in Joe's docs. He says both parents can pay to support their children and that they should both be required to do so. With that said, JJ wants a Florida court to establish what's fair and to take health insurance for the kids into consideration in determining that. TMZ broke the story. The couple has been having problems for around 6 months. Joe has been shopping for divorce lawyers for at least a week. He filed in Florida. He's rep by Tom Sasser, who handled Tiger Woods' divorce. Important to note, I suppose. As for why Joe filed for divorce, a source with direct knowledge tells us this. Quote,
this sent me over the
quote,
edge.
Quote, she likes to party. He likes to stay at home. They have very different lifestyles.
Which is just wrong. First of all, Joe in recent years has made a career as a DJ. And I'm sorry, when do DJs pursue their careers? When are their hours? From the hours of midnight to 5 a.m., I would consider those partying hours. Would you, Meg?
Absolutely. The witching hours, if you will.
Lest we forget that we knew when we watched the Jonas Brothers perform on the Summertime Jam Ball,
yes,
whatever the fuck that thing is called. Look it up, everyone. Go to YouTube and look up the Jonas Brothers performance. You can watch the whole entire set from the Summertime Jam, Capital FM. You know which ones I'm talking about from the recent year. Mm-hmm. Joe Jonas notably was drunk, notably not with us, notably not on this planet. So I'm just saying that for him to really be painting this picture that he is perfect and like fucking Mr. Perfectly Fine, as the fucking song says, he's not.
Goodbye, Mr.
He's not. He's not. So that's one thing. And then Meg, continue on with what we learned today, which is the most deranged thing that someone could put in a source or an alert. This is insane.
First of all, we have to talk about the joint statement that was released this morning on their Instagram.
Yeah.
Because.
Terrible.
Have just been released to begin with, without all this fucking reporting to TMZ, if what's said in this statement is actually what they want.
Someone is holding Sophie down.
Statement from the two of us. Quote, after 4 wonderful years of marriage, we have mutually decided to amicably end our marriage. That's one of the most insane sentences I've ever read in my life. Like, just absolutely, like, ridiculous. There are many speculative narratives as to why. But, truly, this is a united decision, and we sincerely hope that everyone can respect our wishes for privacy for us and our children. And this was posted on both Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's Instagram. And that's the only thing we've heard from Sophie, as far as we know, because none of the quotes that have been coming out in the press are favorable towards her, so I wouldn't assume that her publicist is posting that. Because then a few hours later today, this TMZ article dropped. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Ring camera video/audio was linchpin to divorce. Joe Jonas saw/heard something with Sophie Turner that was the last straw in his decision to file for divorce, and it involves a ring camera. Multiple sources who have direct contact with Joe tell TMZ, Joe had access to a ring cam that he said captured Sophie saying and or doing something that made him realize the marriage was over. Like,
maybe she said, I want to break up with him.
Maybe she said, I don't like his little LASIK eye surgery. His LASIK eye surgery commercials are stupid.
Right. Like, which is true.
I absolutely can. And it's
the ring camera footage is insane. Like, also, once again, Joe, what you think you're doing, you're not. Like, being that weirdly specific but also vague is weird.
It's weird.
And if you have to put out a statement after you've been literally slandering your ex-wife, in theory, almost ex-wife's name in the press, something's up. It's fishy, as we've said.
It's so fishy. Like,
it's dark.
And, like, yeah, I just can only imagine that, like, I mean, it's all alleged, but I can only imagine that he did something pretty fucked up that he's trying to get ahead of.
Oh, I mean, in PR, I'm sorry, everyone, PR 101, when bad news and bad press is coming out, what you're supposed to do is drown it with good press or, like, good statements about people. Once again, everyone, if you didn't know, I work in PR. So I think I can give an accurate representation on what's going on. Something bad. Joe did something bad.
I mean, it's just... it's just so insane that this is the narrative too, and this is what I'm saying again. Like, I'm so glad that, like, the public has just, like, seen right through it immediately and just said, "Oh, a father has been caring for his two young daughters while his wife had to work and out of country." Like, oh my god.
Even though Sophie, I mean, has been being a mother to these,
like,
children,
hasn't worked since they were born, basically. I mean, they're very young. I mean, there's a whole thing, and I mean, like, a lot of people are talking about this online, too, about, like, that Sophie was, like, 19 when they started dating, and, like, that, you know, they got married at, like, 23, she got pregnant at, like, 24, and it's just, it all feels as though maybe, you know, it's all caught up with her, and she's been vocal about her issues with mental health and depression, and she had a really bad eating disorder, like, and I mean, like, that's, you know, like, doesn't just go away forever, right? Like, even if you're, like, in a healthy place. So, like, I can only imagine, like, how overwhelming it's been for her, like, the last, you know, 8 years of her life, basically. And obviously, like, we don't know what really went on behind closed doors yet, because it seems like we're just going to keep getting updates daily from Joe Jonas's publicist as more and more people continue to pile on that he is, like, not good and, like, maybe was, like, manipulative.
Oh, absolutely.
So it feels really dark. It feels really sad. I feel sad that
there's more to this story.
Yeah, I feel Nick sad Jonas that there feeling. Are kids involved. Yeah, Nick is pissed that this is taking, you know, the energy and focus away from the tour of a lifetime.
The tour.
And yeah, I mean, it's,
as I said, Maisie Williams, where are you? I know you have tea.
I mean, that is the tea, isn't it, Giselle? Like, I don't even think she was at the wedding.
They were best friends, Meg.
Sophie literally said that Maisie was going to be one of her bridesmaids, and then she wasn't.
Maisie Williams, you have a podcast. Fucking get Sophie on the podcast, please.
What I would love to see is, like, Sophie and Maisie out and about in London together in the next, like, month. Please.
That would be the biggest
photos. Let's
that
go.
Would be the only answer I need.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's that Joe was the problem always.
I mean, and who knows? Obviously, once again, we're speculating. This is the way that it seems. This is what everyone is kind of speculating, that it's, like, actually, like, Joe's, you know, kind of the dark one in this sense. But, like, I just can't imagine that, like, Sophie Turner, like, if you know, like, taking the high road in this way, I do just think means that she has something on him.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? So it's just a matter of
time.
It is
dark.
It's just a matter of time.
It is dark. It is dark. And any man who's willing to literally chicken out behind his publicist and give and feed this shit about his the mother of his children. Yeah.
His two
to the press like
very
this,
young children.
That's, I'm sorry, regardless of how you feel about her or what's going on, that's the mother of your children.
Yeah.
Forever.
It's dark.
It's not
forever,
changing.
Yeah. Forever.
It's you literally can't, like, lawyer your way out of that.
Right.
That's their mother. And one day, you're going to have to answer to your little birds about the fact that you fucking slandered their mom's name in the press.
Absolutely.
And I wait for that day. You will rue that day.
Absolutely.
Joe Jonas.
You father lost. Of daughters, my ass.
Yeah, for our little bird, my
as
ass.
As a
truly.
Father of two little birds. Fuck off.
True. Like, goodbye.
I mean...
We are not on Team Jonas.
Absolutely not. Never
we are,
in my life.
No. Team Sansa. Let's go.
The Queen of
we
the
ride.
North.
The Queen of the North will prevail.
The North remembers.
The North.
The pack survives. Remembers. Don't
Come
fuck
on.
With the Starks. All of the above.
Come on.
Breaking news. Separate. Kourtney Kardashian. Reveals she had urgent fetal surgery to save the life of her and Travis Barker's baby.
Oh my.
She's still pregnant.
The baby's okay?
Apparently, yes. I will be forever grateful to incredible doctors for saving our baby's life. I am eternally grateful to my husband who rushed to my side from tour to be with me in the hospital and take care of me afterwards, my rock. And to my mom, thank you for holding my hand through this. Was Kris Jenner not at Renaissance this weekend?
Because Kris Jenner was absolutely at Renaissance. Kris Jenner was absolutely hanging out with Beyonce backstage.
And the next day.
So, fine.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner said, I will get my name in.
Praise be to God, walking out of the hospital with my baby boy in my tummy and safe was the truest blessing. Okay.
Well, I'm
glad that, you know, that would have been so dark and sad. So I'm happy in that sense.
I guess that's like a segue into one of our other topics.
Yes.
Like, end of the story. We wait because we know there'll be more statements about Joe and Sophie.
Yeah.
We pray for the little birds and we hope that one day Sophie will be vindicated.
Yeah. And I hope that like she feels like free and
support.
Like and support. Yeah.
Cause the internet believes in her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I'm sorry, just one more thing. How vague do you have to be about the Ring camera situation?
No,
because
Ring camera
I
is
bet you
so deranged.
She was just talking shit about him and he's trying to insinuate that she cheated or something.
No, but that's what I'm saying about the specific, like, being so specific to mention that she did and or
said
something on the Ring camera, but you can tell us about the Ring camera, but you can't tell us what she said or did on the Ring camera. This is PR 101, people.
Because
it's PR 101.
Because if it's coming from multiple sources that have a direct line to Joe, why don't they know exactly what she said and or did on the Ring camera?
I'm gonna guarantee you that none of Joe's best friends are the source.
Absolutely.
It's the
publicist.
Fucking publicist.
It's the publicist.
Please. Please, everyone.
Anyway.
Well, stay tuned. We will, don't worry, this will be continuously on our agenda.
I am so sure.
Until the case is closed. So
we are on it.
You can be confident in that.
We are investigative journalists, as always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that Demi Lovato, Taylor Swift, Camilla Bell, and Ashley Greene are all sleeping well tonight.
I know.
And I'm happy for those. I'm happy for them.
You know they're all on Sophie's side.
Demi Lovato, I know my girl is just happy. And I feel so happy that she's happy. Well, okay. Moving on to a Kardashian adjacent person.
Yeah.
Just being that her last name is not Kardashian. Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet have officially confirmed that they are sleeping together, I assume.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they've confirmed to me.
Absolutely.
Everyone's like, they're dating, their relationship. Like, please.
They're hooking up.
Additionally, I don't know how his publicist, like, honestly, this is an episode about publicists, because, like, I don't know how Timothée Chalamet's publicist has convinced all the girlies that he is, like, this auteur, and that, like, he is, like, the intellect of our generation, but, like, Timothée Chalamet is a bro, everyone.
And he's a fuckboy.
And he's a fuckboy. He's not
Anyone who's lived in New York has heard the rumors about Timothée Chalamet. And everyone in New York, basically.
Him smoking, first of all, him disrespecting the Lord's house.
I mean.
And smoking his cigarette while making out with Kylie Jenner. I never need to see that video again. Please.
Stop posting it on my timeline. Like, I beg you. I don't want to see it. This is the thing. Like you said, they're having sex. They're hooking up. She has two young children. Like, it's not happening. Like, I'm surprised we're still in this, to be honest. Like, that they want this to go on this long. But I guess because of the strike, things have been delayed.
Yeah, you know, things are boring.
Things are getting pushed back, you know. Contracts are getting, like, extended. No. I mean, listen, it is what it is. Like, they are a very interesting couple. They're kind of gross to me, but, like, whatever. And yes, they were literally making out all over the Beyonce concert. And
to disrespect Beyonce at her birthday show.
It's just, ugh.
It's so terrible.
And I mean, all the Kardashians were there, which I'm just like, that's gotta be awkward. Like, the Kim of it all. Like, I feel like the Kanye of it all in that situation. Which, like, did you see Kanye and his quote unquote wife got, like, banned from Venice because she was like giving him a blowjob, like, on one of the canal
it's
boats.
Insane. It's actually insane. That whole, anything to do with that whole family and the, like, adjacent people of that family is, I will believe anything because they just don't live in the normal bounds of reality.
Yeah, it's so, so messy and ridiculous. Like, and as we said, Kris Jenner was there, like, doing the, like, dancing with Jay-Z and, like, the next day hanging out with Beyonce on some balcony somewhere. I mean, it just never ends with the Kardashians, does it?
Never. And literally, like, for Timothée Chalamet, who everyone believes is, like, this auteur, for him to align himself with the Kardashians, like, he's just a boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wanting to be a man, but not reaching it.
I know, and because the narrative is very much, and I mean, like, obviously, like, I don't think we've made it any secret, like, we don't think super highly of the Kardashians on this podcast, but, like, I do hate that the narrative is that, like, Timmy is this auteur, so he's, like, deep and smart and, like, too good for, like, Kylie's not smart enough for him. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
I hate that narrative. Like, Kylie Jenner is a billionaire.
I think
people. They're
equally dumb, to be honest. Like, yes. Equal opportunity idiots. Like, you can't, you know, I don't think that either of them are necessarily that smart, but maybe they are. Maybe they're both equally smart. I don't know. But I hate that that's the narrative because, of course, it's, like, because she's, like, into makeup and stuff, she can't be intellectual. Like,
right.
I'm sure she, you know, has some interesting things to say.
Right. The thing about Kylie Jenner, to all the girlies out there, is that she's just like you, just with a lot more money.
Absolutely.
And the girlies want to hate her, but I'm like, you are sitting around on TikTok talking about makeup and hair and outfits, doing the exact same thing she's doing, and you're capable of having intellectual conversations offline, so is she.
I mean, it's just,
once again, women causing ourselves to flop always.
And then there's that, like, Club Chalamet fan account that, like, people have discovered is actually, like, a 57-year-old woman who's been, like, shaming him. Have you seen this?
That's funny.
It's like, I'm trying to find, I mean, quite literally, like, it's really dark, and this person went on, like, Twitter Spaces and was, like, went on a rant about Timothy. I mean, we've been knew that, like, the Timothée Chalamet stans were crazy, because remember when, during COVID, he was, like, having sex with Aiza Gonzalez in that pool in Mexico, and everyone was like, Timmy, I'm so disappointed in you, and it's just, like, the parasocial relationships are thriving still.
Thriving.
But it's, yeah, I mean, it's really dark. The only clips from the Renaissance World Tour I want to see are of Beyonce, of course, of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry living their best life, being very in love up in the VIP stands or whatever.
Meghan Markle having so much fun with Kelly Rowland And Kerry Washington.
And Kerry Washington. And three, anything to do with Zendaya and Tom Holland.
The thing about Zendaya Coleman is that she's just too perfect. Like, she's too perfect. It scares me. I love her so much. It scares me. I'm the way that my whole life will fall into shambles if her and Tom, something happens with her and Tom. If something happens to Zendaya, I truly believe in my heart of hearts that Zendaya Coleman is nice.
Yeah.
I believe she's kind and funny. I believe it.
I think it's true. I think it's true because I also think Tom's really nice, and I think he's just, like, infatuated with her. You know what I mean? And I don't think her niceness should be based on him, but it just makes sense to me, right? Like, that he would be so infatuated with her, like, and she's just, like, the nicest person. I mean, you just see her, like, with Iowa Dabiri, like, that clip of them, like, her,
Iowa
doing, like,
clip.
The double take and be like, wait, that's Zendaya! Like,
oh my god.
And it's, like, Quinta Brunson. Yeah, like, she just seems, like, very genuine and nice. I don't know. I mean, like, I haven't heard anything nasty about her. I've only heard good things. So,
as we said last week,
was that, like, you know, she is just the people's princess.
She's so powerful.
And, like,
she's been thrust upon her.
And she's literally been, like, with the strike, like, as we said last week, just, like, in Oakland, like, in the community, like, doing good, and, like, I don't know. She's
hanging out with her man. Yeah. Like, also, like, as we were saying, we were having chats about all this last night, and, like, the thing that Zendaya needs to do in this writer's strike moment, in this moment of reflection, in this moment of reevaluation,
cancel Euphoria,
is to separate herself from Sam Levinson. I understand that Sam has produced a show that has given you two Emmys, Zendaya.
Yeah.
Euphoria has done what it needed to do, and we need to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Before it gets into cursed Glee territory,
oh god,
we need to let it go.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. We can't be waiting this long. I mean, when the strike is over, whatever that may be, like, then they have to still film it, and it's too much. It's dark, there's deaths. She doesn't need it. She has, like, a million other projects she can do. I think it's...
The acting roles are waiting.
Yeah.
After Challengers, I believe that she will be just... I mean, she's just fine right now.
Yeah.
But, like, once again, she's going to show us her acting chops. My girl is just fine. I just need her to remain vigilant. I need her to remove herself from Sam Levinson and continue to be happy in her love bubble with Tom Holland.
Yep.
Those three things, we're solid. We're Gucci.
I love it.
And look fabulous, as we know she will do.
Always, always. Amazing. And on,
literally
and
looking
on theme.
So beautiful.
And on theme, always.
Always on theme, always looking beautiful. I just love her.
Everyone was, I mean, not everyone. Some people were not on theme, but I think the majority of celebrities that went were on theme, and it's like, they can't even be on theme for the freaking Met Gala, but they can be on theme for Beyonce's birthday, of course. Like, you
also,
know what I mean?
Meg,
that's the power.
I don't know how clued, I feel like I'm maybe a little bit more clued in with, like, the OG beauty influencer girlies, mm-hmm. but did you see that Beyonce's hair care brand, which has no name, but literally everyone is, like, hashtagging Beyonce's hair care brand, who they brought to the show. So, like, they brought, like, and I thought it was interesting that they didn't bring the TikTok girlies. Like, they brought, like, the OG girlies. So, like, Desi Perkins, Alicia, Makeup Shayla,
okay.
Bretman Rock, like, these girlies, like, the OG girlies, they brought to the Renaissance World Tour in LA, and literally, like, Beyonce, I think it was AI, but, like, Beyonce picked them at, like, the little car. She had, like, a message for each of them being, like, Shayla, thank you for coming. Da 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 da.
Oh, my God.
And, like, but we don't have a name. I don't even think they got products. Like, there's no name, no product.
I was just
product,
about to
but,
say,
like,
what is the product? Do we know?
But Beyonce's hair care brand, literally everyone, look up the hashtag on TikTok. Beyonce's hair care brand has brought all these influencers. So she is coming soon. She is coming soon.
I'm excited
to see what's going on with that.
I mean,
but more has happened with it.
That's exciting. I mean, I'm sure she's probably, like, not gonna launch it until this tour is over, and if she's gonna do a second leg, that's gonna be a while.
I feel like maybe the visuals will have something to do with it.
Yeah, which apparently we're
sitting on visuals.
I mean, that might be having to do with the strike now too. because like if she's trying to distribute it as like to a streamer or something, that's
a no-no situation. The strike literally ruining everything.
But she should just do what Taylor did and get SAG's approval and like go to theaters or something.
Well, so we're waiting with bated breath on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The visuals and the hair care brand, we will stay tuned.
Yeah.
What will the name be?
I'm excited to hear. I feel like it's got to be something great.
I mean, she has kind of, like, I love Beyonce more than I love a lot of people. She has kind of flopped on the trying to create brands thing. House of Darion and Ivy Park. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this next venture. I'm hoping that
but
we're
like,
taking
somehow
some
Ivy Park still stays like in rotation, and like every once in a while, I feel like I see people wearing Ivy Park. Like in terms of like celebs, like I mean, she sends it to all the celebs always.
Interesting. But we'll be staying tuned on that.
Absolutely, always and forever. Not James Corden and Harry Styles like on a boat somewhere together. Like he needs to not be friends with that man anymore.
I know. Okay, moving on to Marvel news.
Oh.
So Meg texted me, and I was truly devastated because it was like, once again, one of the only things I feel like I was excited for in this Marvel Cinematic Universe as of late. But apparently Ironheart has been taken off of the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's finished.
It's finished, and if you guys don't remember, Ironheart is about Riri Williams, who we were introduced to in Black Panther 2, and the show that is written by Ryan Coogler, so the same person who did both Black Panthers, did the show. It was going to, of course, be fun, probably have great music, and yeah, it's just...
It says, now that I'm, like, doing a little bit more... looking is that it finished shooting, but its completion is affected by the strikes. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, it sucks that that's the one, of course. And like, obviously, like Daredevil and that Wonder Man show that's supposed to star like Yahya Abdul-Mateen is also like paused mid production. Yeah. I had no idea that that existed until I saw that headline. Wonder Man, a fictional character.
For Disney, for Marvel?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... Disney Plus is flopping.
It's really bad, and they know it. I mean, Ahsoka
the worst thing that,
is, like, airing, and I mean, I saw people, like, people were really excited about yesterday's episode. So... I don't know, like, maybe I have to watch it, but I just don't really have a ton of interest, unfortunately.
No, I feel like I was used to be in my, like, Star Wars Marvel bag, like, I was in my Star Wars Marvel bag, but after the recent shows and movies, I've been needing to distance myself.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that Star Wars used to be this thing that was like, and I mean, like, there was a lot of it, but also that was like special and kind of like a once in a blue moon kind of thing in terms of like the movies. But now these like shows, they're just like, it just feels like all thrown together. And I mean, like, I know people liked Andor a lot, but also like, I think that was like, you know, kind of like a fluke in terms of like that it was really good. And it just feels like, you know, they're making, like, giving you homework before you watch something. Like, that doesn't feel, like, you know, fun or, like, interesting to me, right? That I have to watch, like, it's not that I have to have watched all the Star Wars movies, right? Because there's, like, 9 Star Wars movies, right? And, like, that's, you know, if you're doing the Star Wars movies, if you've seen them, you've seen them. But it's more like you have to watch, like, season 3, episode 4 of The Clone Wars. And, like, and, like, it's just... It's so
Ahsoka's
stupid.
Always been this character that like wasn't in it, and now like in the canon, and like,
well,
now
yeah,
she
was
is.
Like in the other, in the animated show that like everyone loved and whatever, and it's like, okay, but like now we have to make it live action and we have to monetize on this, and it's just kind of like, okay, but also people are tired and we have fatigue and all this stuff. yeah, I mean, like, there was a new Loki trailer that dropped the other day for season two. I didn't even watch it.
I haven't seen it
either. It's really bad. It's, I mean, listen, like, are we going to go see the Marvels in, like, a month or two?
Of course.
And it comes out in November? Yeah. It sucks that they're not pushing that back, and I know, like, they probably can't because, like, they've pushed it back so much, but also, I think it's a sad, like, missed opportunity for those, like, three women to not be able to do press together, because I just feel like that would be really fun, given the strike, but,
I don't know, like, Meg. It's feeling bleak.
It's feeling really bleak, and I think we're trying to stay positive and hold on to it for so long, and we've been saying this, but it just is what it is. We'll continue to keep you all updated, though, of course, on all the things we see in here, but it's not really Marvel's world anymore, and maybe that's okay.
And maybe that's okay.
We could be okay with it.
We can be okay with it. At this point, they've given us nothing to defend themselves
Absolutely,
with.
Absolutely, zero. Canceling, like, the one show that we really cared about.
We were excited about. Okay, thanks.
Anyway.
We've given you so much free promo, Marvel, for this. For this? Wow. Rude. Okay. I can't believe we haven't spoken about this yet.
I know, and we missed it last week. Because I think it felt kind of dark. I mean, I think people probably know this at this point, but Britney Spears and her husband, Sam Asghari, are getting a divorce. Another divorce.
And once again,
yep.
Meg and I don't like to be right about things. What? Meg and I don't like to be right about things that are harmful to people that we want to succeed. Mm-hmm. We want Britney Spears to succeed. We do. But if you've been listening to this podcast, I'm going to say for the last 3 years, you have heard me say time and time and time again that man, Sam, is bad news bears. That he has been literally preying on Britney Spears. He has been in cahoots with her dad. He is the enemy. He is the enemy. And now everyone, he's the enemy.
He
like,
is, of
please.
Course. I mean, this was another classic case of, like, people leaking shit to TMZ because there was the statement that came out that said, like, he caught her cheating with, like, a staff member or something, and then they basically both had to shoot that down because it's just, like, another classic case of men being trash.
Trash.
Just trash. And, I mean, it's always been, you know, and we've, you know, like, as you said, been saying it, and it's been always been fishy because why? And I get maybe, I don't know, but like, I don't know if like it boded well ever that he was in a relationship with her when she was still in the conservatorship.
Yeah.
And like, was the one person seemingly to like stay around who was, you know, still by her side when she was in the conservatorship after the fact. Very fishy, very sketchy, not cool at all, and very much like, you know, as you said, a sign that maybe he's the spy.
He, now, I have seen allegations circling around that say this as of late.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's what everyone's thinking, and it would make sense, right? And I think still to this day, we are always worried about Britney because she's not the most well person, I would say, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say
and
she's well.
And so, I mean, it seems fun. She's down in Cabo. She gathered her gaggle of gays and partied the night away. And she seems to be fine in terms of not heartbroken over this man. So that's good.
We love that.
And I am happy that maybe she can be free of, like, all or most relationships that kind of ruled her life when she was in the conservatorship now, because maybe that will be a positive thing for her. But, yeah, it's dark. It's once again dark. They've unfollowed each other. She's paying, of course, spousal support. She's paying for, like, a $10,000 a month apartment. It's it's dark and gross. Page Six reports that he's jobless. Okay, like, and did he have a job before? This is what's happening with these men. I don't see Joe Allen booking any gigs. Jobless.
Come on.
Jobless.
Jobless. It's, I just want us women to, like, come together and just, like, regain our control and our power again.
Yeah.
Let's return to girl bossing, gaslighting, and gatekeeping.
Those were the days. Those were really the days.
Those were where we were at girl, our most powerful.
Gaslight, girl boss, gatekeep, or whatever the order fucking was. Now, we, girls, we have the power, and we need to take it back.
We have the power.
We need to get out of our flop era, and absolutely.
So.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
it's that. We will once again continue to keep an eye on that, but needed to update you all. Dark.
I mean, the list of celebrities that we went through last night because of whatever retrograde is happening right now. Did I send it in our group chat?
You did.
I can't remember. I mean, it's just, it's a long, long list. We got Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello, Reese Witherspoon and her husband, Ariana Grande, obviously, being messy, liking her maybe boyfriend's post on Instagram like 5 minutes after he posted it. I mean, Billy Porter, Billie Eilish. It's just, the list goes on and on and on. Anyway, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Girl boss, gaslight, gatekeep is what we're going to do.
Oh, my goodness. What a time to be alive.
And finally, we went to the U.S. Open.
We did go to the U.S. Open. And, I mean,
tennis is alive.
We love tennis. We're in our tennis era. Ending on a high note here. We got to see Miss Coco Gauff.
We did.
Win her match. We got to see Djokovic play. And now we're kind of, we're loving. It's all over my TikTok. It's all over my Twitter. I'm obsessed with, like, Jimmy Butler, the basketball player.
Being obsessed with Coco.
Obsessed with Coco. We were there the night that Justin Bieber and Giselle's sister, Hailey Bieber, were there.
My sister, Hailey, she was there. And I did let her know from across the stadium that Road Beauty is great.
It is. I had the freaking lip peptide treatment in my bag that night with me. But yeah, Jimmy Butler has been, like, kind of a joy to watch, like, him love it so much. And yeah, we're going to be continuing.
The Obamas were there.
No, it's, you know.
The celebs have been there.
They have been there, indeed. Gail King, of course. Emma Watson was with Anna Wintour last night.
I did see that. I'm like, Emma, are you about to be hosting the Met Gala? Is that the chats you're having?
I feel like, has she already hosted it?
I feel like she hasn't, but maybe she will.
Maybe I'm just thinking of that time she wore that, like, completely sustainable dress.
Yeah.
And it was not cute, but.
It wasn't. but, yeah, no, it's been fun. Coco, we're standing.
Yeah, we're standing, I mean, Coco. We're truly, standing.
It's
Ben. What's the girl's name that you like? Taylor?
Taylor Townsend, I think her name is. Icon, coming back after having a baby, I believe, by herself, like, living
truly
her life.
Iconic.
Love that. Now, Taylor is girl bossing, gaslighting, and gatekeeping.
Absolutely.
And that is the energy that I want to continue.
I don't need no man.
Similar to Coco, standing up for herself.
Yeah, that was iconic. It was iconic.
So, I mean, the thing is that tennis is in.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Jonas is out. Feminism is in again.
Misogyny is out.
Publicists out.
Kylie and Timmy out. Tom Daya in.
Always in. Britney Spears.
In.
Needs to be out, but in.
Beyonce
needs to be out because she needs to take a break. But in. She is in. Sam out.
Yeah.
Sam, the ex-fiance, ex-husband, out.
Of course.
Beyonce, always in.
Always in.
So there we have it.
I mean, that's a simple State of the Union. Bringing it back. Run it back. I love it.
Thank you all so much for listening to another episode. Two in a row. Congratulate us. Thank you.
also, you're welcome.
You're so welcome. Remember to leave us a review.
Yeah, we haven't gotten one of those. Let's bring that back.
And don't forget, everyone, it is never too late to gaslight, girl boss, and gatekeep.
That is the motto. Start it, underline it, know it like you know your name. Live exactly. It, love it, breathe it.
Breathe it. And most importantly, I love you, Matt.
I love you, G.